And now, James Gravel.
In 9 presentations preceding this one, we examined biblical evidence relating to the existence of heaven. The question now before us is this: how does one get to heaven? The Bible frequently teaches us important principles by asking questions similar to the one I've just asked. In Exodus 5 verse 2, for example, Egypt's Pharaoh asked, "Who is God?" And in John 18 verse 38, the Roman ruler Pilate asked, "What is truth?" But perhaps the most important question of all was asked in Acts 16 verse 30 by a jailer from Philippi who inquired, "What must I do to be saved?" In Acts 2, the Jews who had murdered Jesus asked essentially the same question when they inquired, "What shall we do?" Acts 2 verse 37. They knew that they had sinned and they wanted to be forgiven. Romans 3 verse 23 informs us that all have sinned. This means that we too are sinners. So we today also should be asking, "What shall we do to be saved?" Fortunately, God's Word provides the answer. First, we must be willing to hear what God says to us. Romans 10 verse 17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Then we must believe that Jesus is God's Son. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." But believing is not all that we must do to be saved. We must also repent of our sins, which means that we are sorry for what we have done and will strive not to sin in the future. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." We must also confess Jesus as the Son of God. In Romans 10 verse 10, Paul wrote, "With the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Then we must be baptized in water for the remission of our sins. In Acts chapter 2 verse 38, Peter told those Jews who had asked him what they needed to do to be saved, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." Are you a Christian today? If not, we urge you to do what the Bible says to be saved so that you can go to heaven.